Yesterday, I was in the San Francisco airport making my way back up here, and before I took off, I was looking into duck into a place to make a phone call, and I saw this glassed off room with a door and with a handle on there, and I looked in there, and I thought, well, maybe I could go in there, and then I looked in, and then I saw a fire hydrant, and I saw it looked like a putting green in there, and I realized, oh, that's not for me, that's for dogs, and it said... Oh.
This isn't because the U.S. Open is going on this weekend and they want me to come in here and putt.
No, it said dog relief station. It's a place where you can take your dogs to do their business. The first time I've seen this in an airport.
Beats but being in the row next to me.
I got emails from some other listeners.
Doing their business.
Well, they claim that a lot of listeners claim that they've got these things at SeaTac. 360-733-5466.
Jody says she sees them all over the place in her travels.
All right. Chris, you're on with Brad and John.
My dog cannot stand those because they're plastic grass and it's a plastic fire hydrant. She looks at me like I'm insane I take her in there to use those.
Oh, so, feel comfortable and confident before you can properly go to the bathroom.
Well, what is she more offended by, the plastic grass or the plastic hydrant?
I don't know, but it's just plastic, you know, so it's not... They try and make them look like dogs, but the dogs really don't like them. So, but you got to go where you got to go. So when we're in the airport, I use puppy training pads, and she lets me know when she has to go. And I find a wall or a corner, and I put some pads down for her, and she goes to the bathroom.
Hold on. What are those? I don't know what
puppy
those are.
Puppy pads are just like a little kind of a sticky little absorbent kind of thing that you can put down that the dogs are kind of attracted to and they go and do their business on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's how you train a puppy when you're trying to housebreak them early on.
He's going to be getting a puppy here very soon.
He'll be a grown dog.
Get the puppy pads. They're great. And my dog is a service dog, so she's pretty well-trained anyway, very well-behaved. But how many people can say their service dog has gone on the Haunted Mansion and Pirates of the Caribbean in Disney World? My dog has.
Really? Wow, okay. Prior to this, before they had these dog relief stations, your dog would do, you would just use the puppy pads. Is that what other people would do, or would they take their dogs outside? I mean, I wonder what happened.
It's really hard because you have to go through security again if you go outside.
Yeah.
It's a pain. So I still use the pads. I don't go into those little dog relief stations, and I've seen other people use them, but my dog just does not like them. But she was trained before they had those little stations, and so I just keep using the puppy pads.
Yeah.
And then I clean up the mess right there, and it's all fine and well and done.
Dogs are going to get, so familiar in airports and everything. I might just get a St. Bernard that I can just ride from the gate out to the front, you know, and, or straight pack the bags or pull me or something like that.
Yeah.
My dog's a chocolate lab, and she helps me walk. So she's a fairly good-sized animal.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Too.
You know, as the owner of a couple labs, I can tell you this. If they do have those puppy stations throughout the airport where they go to the bathroom, my dogs would just consider that a cafe. They would just...
What do you mean?
They would eat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, that's how the labs are, man.
Oh, man.
It would be like an in-between flight snack.
I wonder if the real smart dogs, the discriminating dogs, are offended that there's a hydrant in there because... They're like, oh, a hydrant. Like, I wouldn't know to go to the bathroom in here if there weren't a hydrant in here. How cliche. Come on. I know what I'm supposed to do here.
Have you ever been around a dog? Kemper, the kid's miniature schnauzer, doesn't like to poop with people watching him. He will go behind a bush or he'll go, he doesn't like to be out on display. And I can't imagine sitting in a glass box with thousands of people from all over the world going by.
Well, you're not.
Those dogs wouldn't be too happy about it.
You're not in, it's not like that. Remember those smoker boxes that you were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Those were like in the middle of like Main Street.
Yeah.
Like, in the airport.
They shamed people that
way. You would see all four walls of the glass wall.
Yes.
This is... No, it's more of...
Tucked away.
It's tucked away, And, I mean, you really have to kind of, like, look into the glass to see what's going on in there.
But they would have to put a row of hedges or something in there for, like, Kemper. Because he doesn't like to do it in front of people. He'll find a little spot out of the way.
Yeah. For the shy dogs, that probably isn't in the place for that.